Sit up tall with your back resting lightly against the back of your chair and your feet planted firmly on the floor. Close your eyes. Imagine a string pulling up through the base of your tailbone and out of the top of your head, giving you a gentle lift, a little cosmic traction. Relax your shoulders, soften your jaw and your eyebrows. Rest your hands easily in your lap or on the arms of your chair. Breathe easily, noticing how the breath feels in your body, where you feel it rising and falling. Notice how your in-breath expands your shoulders, your chest, your belly, drawing in your clothes ever so slightly with each inhale, and then loosening again with each exhale. Take the next few seconds to just breathe. Lose yourself on the inhale. Lose yourself again on the exhale. All you have to do right now is breathe and follow your breath. Now, come with me. We are going to take a little field trip. We are going on a little mental vacation to Scutic Point on the rocky coast of Maine. It is early fall. The weather has already turned crisp, and you are wrapped in a black fleece blanket to shield yourself from the chill breeze that occasionally blows through. But the day is sunny and bright, and you are laying on a warm rock shaped brilliantly to the contours of your body. The rocks have soaked up the heat like solar panels. You have found a rock formation that is a perfect mirror match for your body. It contours perfectly to your backside. You lay on your back, cocooned in your blanket from head to ankle, with only your face sticking out on top and your bare feet in sandals below. You close your eyes, your head cradled in a slight depression. Every once in a while, a cloud passes over and the bright light through your eyelids dims and you instantly feel the chill. You shiver and wish for the sun, and when the cloud passes, the heat spontaneously turns up. You can feel the blaze through your eyelids. You can feel your black fleece soaking up the therms. Every once in a while, a gust of wind picks up, and you feel the icy air pass over your skin, lifting your hair off your scalp, interrupting the sun's heat on your face. You lay there and drift for minutes or hours, you don't know, the sun on your face, the wind on your toes, listening to the vast stillness. It is so open here. There is just the gentlest sound of the ocean surging and whooshing and slapping against the rocks. Sound feels amplified in this big, vast bowl of ocean and sky, like you could hear the tiniest of sounds, or even the sound of nothing. Down the beach a ways, something gets the seagulls going, and you hear their distant chatter. You're glad they're not right next to you, but it's peaceful to hear them in the distance. You breathe in deep. The air is salty and smells like wet shells and seaweed. It's making you hungry. You think about lunch. You brought slices of hard salami, a jar of mustard, a big hunk of sharp cheddar, and a crusty, chewy baguette. Your mouth is watering, and you can already taste the bite of mustard and the salty, spicy salami, the chewy bread. Your teeth can feel the work ahead. You know you will nibble some cheese while you saw off pieces of bread. Then you'll open a bottle of cold seltzer water and wash it down, the bubbles stinging the back of your throat. It will be the simplest, most elemental of lunches, but it will be one that you remember for years and years. In a minute, you will get up to find a rock to shelter you from the wind while you have lunch. You will spread your lunch out on the rocks and saw and slice and put it together. You watch yourself in your mind doing this. Then you will look at the ocean while chewing, wrapped in your blanket, shielded from the wind, feeling a deep sense of calm, as vast and deep and mysterious as the ocean. On your drive home, a flock of birds comes from the left and flies across your path, veering off to the right. For a moment, you are caught up in their flight, and in this mix, something new comes to you. From somewhere deep, a thought occurs, an avian stirring, and you spontaneously turn your wheel to the right and join up, taking flight, one car and a flock of birds flying up and up. You fall effortlessly into formation. The birds shift naturally to accommodate. You are happy and pleased. You didn't know you had this flight in you. You didn't know your car would fly this day, a day like any other day, a day, as they all are, of possibility. Bring your awareness now back to your breath. Take a few deep breaths in and out, and gradually, as you are ready, open your eyes and reorient yourself. We are back at the Leadership Development Institute, refreshed, open, ready for a day of possibility.